Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Telling Tales by Sophie Ryan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. The last thing Rose Jackson saw before she was cold-cocked with a plastic sailboat fender was the body of Jeff Cameron being dragged across his kitchen floor. At least that's what she was telling everyone from her bed at Northeastern Medical Center. Earlier that Wednesday evening, Elvis and I had been settled into the big chair in front of the bedroom TV. We'd watched part one of the Gotta Dance reunion special, and when the credits had begun to scroll across the screen, I'd intended to get up, but before I knew it, I was caught up in the campy drama of Restless Days, the popular new nighttime soap that was turning out to be the hit of the summer television season. Elvis was sprawled across my lap, and I didn't want to move him. At least that's what I told myself. I tucked my feet up underneath me and reached for the big bowl of popcorn covered in Parmesan cheese that I'd made just before Gotta Dance began. It was empty. I glanced down at the floor to see if any had spilled. Nope. I guess we ate it all, I said to Elvis. The cat lifted his head, looked at me through narrowed green eyes, and made a soft murp. I made a face at him. Okay, I ate it all. Satisfied that had been cleared up, he dropped his head on my lap again. Elvis was the only one with whom I could share my secret addiction to Gotta Dance. Since he was a small black cat with a scar across his nose and not the king of rock and roll, he wasn't likely to say anything about how caught up I was in the must-see TV celebrity dance show. Because I had two left feet myself, I knew if my brother Liam found out, he'd laugh himself silly. Not to mention wheedle that video of me doing the bird dance.